KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Iowa will use two quarterbacks in Friday's Tax Slayer Bowl against Tennessee. Offensive coordinator Greg Davis says Jake Rudock and C.J. Beathard will see action in the opening quarter. Rudock started all but one game in Iowa's 7-5 regular season.
We've had great competition since we started back with the bowl prep. And we started before even we knew who we were going to play. And so they both have done a really good job. They're both are going to play in the ballgame. In terms of, you know, who's going to start and all that, you know, Kirk can make that call.
Yeah, Davis says he'll leave it up to head coach Kirk Ferentz to divulge who the starter will be.
The kids know, and they know the way we're going to do it. But we're pleased with the way both of them have responded, and we expect both of them to play and play well.
Tennessee coach Butch Jones says the Volunteers' game plan won't change if the Hawkeyes rotate their quarterbacks.
We'll be prepared for both, but again, they're going to run what they run, and there's a reason why they've been successful. And they have systems in place, you know, that they're an older veteran football team, so their players, they're able to redshirt their players, and their players grow up in their systems. And when you watch them on film, you see a football team that's very, very fundamentally sound in all aspects of football.
Tennessee lists 16 freshmen, and it's too deep, and Jones says the Hawkeyes will have the edge in terms of experience.
They're a very well-coached football team. They're very, very experienced, and they played a very tough and demanding schedule as well. So, again, everyone's good when you go to the bowl season, and we know we're going to get their A game, and it's going to be a challenge for us to try to bring our A game as well.
We'll have that game Friday, Tennessee and Iowa, from Jacksonville, live here on the radio. Noon is the pregame start time, and 2:20 is scheduled kickoff. Elsewhere around college football, Michigan has found its next head football coach. A person with knowledge of the discussions tells the Associated Press that former San Francisco 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh has signed a deal to return to his alma mater as head coach of the Wolverines. The school has announced it'll hold a news conference today. The 51-year-old Harbaugh spent 4 years as head coach of the Niners, advancing to the NFC Championship game and one Super Bowl in his first three seasons before going 8-8 and missing the playoffs this year. Early media reports had Michigan offering Harbaugh $49 million over 6 years, which would be the richest head football coaching contract in the history of college football. Well, number 18 Clemson had no trouble winning its bowl game. Cole Stout threw for three touchdowns and ran for another to lead the Tigers 40-6 pounding of Oklahoma in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Stout was 26 for 36 for a season-high 319 yards, helping Clemson reach double digits in victories for the fourth straight year. The turnover, the Sooners, who seemed to not even get off the bus, had five turnovers, including three interceptions by Trevor Knight. Elsewhere in bowl action yesterday, Kyle Allen threw for four touchdowns and ran for a fifth to lead Texas A&M past West Virginia 45-37 in the Liberty Bowl. Allen completed 22 of his 35 passes for 294 yards, and Trey Carson rushed for a career-high 133 yards on 25 carries. Allen's 14-yard rushing touchdown in the final minute of the first half put the Aggies up for good after they trailed by 10. Arkansas allowed just 59 total yards in earning a 31-7 rout of Texas in the Texas Bowl. Brandon Allen threw for 160 yards and two touchdowns, while Jonathan Williams added 105 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Journeyman coach Lane Kiffin says he's not seeking another head coaching job, and he plans to return to Alabama next season as offensive coordinator. Kiffin spoke at the Sugar Bowl media session, the first time he's addressed the media since August. Head coach Nick Saban doesn't allow access to his assistants during the regular season. Southern California defensive lineman Leonard Williams is skipping his final year of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Williams has been a dominant defensive lineman for three seasons with the Trojans, where he leads many of the draft boards, racking up 21 sacks and 36.5 tackles for loss. Well, the New York Jets, Chicago Bears, and Atlanta Falcons wasted no time making major changes after missing the playoffs. Jets owner Woody Johnson decided to start fresh with the dismissal of coach Rex Ryan and general manager John Idzik. Ryan was 50-52 in six seasons with the Jets, including a 4-12 mark this year. He guided the team to the AFC title game in his first 2 years before missing the postseason the last four seasons. The Bears also fired both their general manager and coach. Mark Trestman is out as coach after just two seasons, while Phil Emery was GM for three seasons. The Bears went 5-11 this year and missed the playoffs for the seventh time in eight seasons. Trestman leaves Chicago with a mark of 13-19. The Falcons have shown head coach Mike Smith the door. That firing came a day after the Falcons were blown out by Carolina 34-3 in a game that decided the NFC South championship. Smith went 66-46 with four playoff appearances in seven seasons, but the team was was 10-22 over the last 2 years. The NFL has given Detroit Lions offense a defensive tackle and Ndamukong Suh a one-game suspension for stepping on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers' left leg twice, once with each foot. That incident occurred during the Lions' loss Sunday at Green Bay and is the latest in a list of 10 punishments handed down to Suh since turning pro in 2010. That decision means Suh will miss the Lions' playoff game Sunday against Dallas, although he still has time to appeal that suspension. Quarterback Johnny Manziel has apologized to his Browns teammates and Cleveland fans for a season of distractions while vowing again to, maybe change. Manziel was fined over the weekend by the team after he missed a medical treatment for a hamstring injury. Manziel said he overslept, but he denied that he threw a party Friday night that also caused star wide receiver Josh Gordon to miss a team walkthrough and draw a suspension for the season finale in Baltimore. Quarterback Kyle Orton has informed the Buffalo Bills that he's retiring after helping the team post its first winning season since 2004. The Bills finished 9-7 this year, with the 32-year-old Orton winning 7 of his 12 starts after replacing E.J. Manuel. He completed 64% of his passes for 3,018 yards, 18 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. Orton had 1 year left on a 2-year contract he signed with Buffalo a little more than a week before the start of the season. In the hours after a 4-sack performance gave Justin Houston the Chiefs' franchise record in that department, all he could talk about was how close Kansas City came to making the playoffs. Houston insisted that his new single-season mark would hit him someday. He might be on a new team by the time it happens. The Pro Bowl linebacker became a free agent when the season ended, putting the Chiefs in a difficult situation. Their attempts at striking a long-term deal last offseason went nowhere, and Houston's 22-sack season has given him even more leverage in negotiations. Chiefs General Manager John Dorsey said yesterday, "It's the part of the business side that I don't want to talk about." He said, "I can say it's ongoing business and ongoing conversation." If the Chiefs slap Houston with the franchise tag in March, they would have until July 15th to agree on a multi-year contract, so there is plenty of time to work out a deal. But if no contract is reached, the Chiefs would have to pay Houston a one-year deal, averaging in the top 5 salaries at his position. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes open up the Big Ten race today with a visit to nationally ranked Ohio State. The Hawkeyes take a 9-4 record into the start of the league race.
We had a very challenging non-conference schedule. I think we got a lot out of it. I still think we're trying to figure some things out. I think we have to play better. I think we're playing pretty well. I think we have to play better. We have to be more consistent with a lot of things that we do. If we do that, then I think we'll be okay.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Cold shooting plagued the Hawkeyes during non-conference play. Iowa did pick up a rare win in Columbus a year ago with an 84-74 victory. Ohio State is 11-2 with those losses coming to Louisville and North Carolina. It'll be an early start time today. Tip-off set for just after noon in Columbus, our time. We'll have the action for you here today on KJAN. Our pregame getting underway at 11, and again, tip just after noon. Yesterday in college men's basketball, second-ranked Duke shook off the rust from an 11-day layoff as they improved to 11-0 on the season, as they post an 86-69 win over Toledo. Also, 7th-ranked Gonzaga beat San Diego 60-48, and 11th-ranked Texas held off Rice 66-55. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.